Now in New York, there's an exhibition dedicated to one of the world's best-known musicians, Fela Kuti. Here's Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Maybe you've never heard of Fela. Everyone calls him that, by the way, no last name. But Fela was a superstar in Africa in terms of celebrity, influence, and all-around bad boyishness. Think of him as a combination of Miles Davis, Mick Jagger, and Bob Dylan, with a generous sprinkling of James Brown. Fela was from Nigeria. He produced nearly 80 albums. Before he died 6 years ago, he had become a monumental figure, revered for his courage in taking on his country's corrupt dictators, and reviled in some quarters for his libidinous lifestyle. When you walk into the new museum downtown, the first artwork in the Fela exhibition is an attention grabber. There's a piece of reflective material on the floor, mirroring a, shall we say, loose interpretation of the astrological signs.
And each sign has a different sexual position attributed to it.
Trevor Schoonmaker is the curator of the Fela exhibition, which, among other things, examines Fela's well-known sexual prowess.
He was a rock star in the greatest sense, and he commanded that which rock stars do. And he took it to a whole other level, where he actually married 27 women in one ceremony, and he had a plethora of wives and girlfriends.
Fela was a complicated figure, and a huge portrait of him on one wall of the museum illustrates that. It's painted in a style that mimics Renaissance portraits of saints. Fela wears a halo, but he's also holding a joint in one hand. He was a prodigious ganja smoker, and he's grabbing his crotch with the other.
It's a very defiant sort of rock star portrait, but also one who is a clear leader of the oppressed in Nigeria. You see the flaming heart in the shape of an inverted Africa on his chest, surrounded with barbed wire, a very symbolic image.
Fela's music didn't become political until the late 1960s. He had spent the 50s in London learning about classical music and studying the jazz greats, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and John Coltrane. But then, on a visit to the United States, he was exposed to the Black Power movement and Malcolm X. Racism, colonialism, and a budding Pan-Africanism back home fused for Fela. He said from then on, his life changed in a political direction.
No agreement today, no agreement tomorrow.
No agreement today, no agreement tomorrow.
No agreement today, no agreement tomorrow.
Nigerian authorities threw him in jail throughout his career because of his politically charged songs. But that only made him more popular to Nigerians, who may have disapproved of his lifestyle, but were thrilled with his music. His invention, Afrobeat, was groundbreaking, says curator Trevor Schoonmaker.
To combine the funk of James Brown and the jazz of American jazz artists like John Coltrane and the indigenous Yoruba percussion and call and response singing, and then make it something that was Pan-African, you know, to infuse it with political ideology that people could relate to, that people wanted to hear, and people needed to hear. And it's still, like, his messages are still very relevant today.
The artists in the exhibition come from all over the world, Africa, the Caribbean, America, and Europe. Italian artist Roberto Visani sculpts guns out of objects he finds on the streets in Harlem and Ghana. They're made of crutches, crack vials, cowrie shells, and broken trumpets.
But also guns themselves. They were used as a unit of exchange for African slaves. So he's also looking at it historically. And the central message that Roberto is conveying is music is the weapon. You see the instruments and the guns together, and that was a slogan or a saying that Fela used and has been used since his death quite a bit.
Fela was 58 years old when he died of AIDS, a disease that has ravaged Africa, and a disease that has become a political minefield for some of Africa's leaders. And so it seems even in death, Fela Kuti has made a political statement. The exhibition on Fela Kuti will be at New York's New Museum until the end of September. It will travel to San Francisco and London next year. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie.
zombie no go go unless you tell him to go.